All right, here we are. Happy Tuesday. You are listening to Real Talk with Karen Stacy live on MiamiMicRadio.com. And we are on my personal page right now on Facebook Live. I'm doing an interactive show. And of course, because I'm doing an interactive show, somebody must have reported me to Facebook in Facebook land. You know, haters gotta hate, right? So I guess I posted in a group that, you know, somebody, and now that I'm thinking about it, I guess I probably am putting two and two together. But, you know, I gotta love everybody. And I'm gonna say that, you know, it's just coincidence that this happened. But I thought it was strange because I was getting some, like, I got something that told me that I couldn't post for like 22 hours. So anyway, I mean, this is, I'm doing a fun show tonight and I need you guys. I can't do this by myself. So I do too many things by myself already. So I needed you guys in here with me so that we can have some fun tonight, because we're going to have fun tonight. So thank you for tuning in to Real Talk with Karen Stacy. If anybody listening can get the word out, and if you are on Facebook Live, if you can please share this and invite people in. We are not on my group page. We are on my personal page. So thank you guys so much. I see some of you. Gina Marie is always so wonderful about tagging. Thank you guys so much. I appreciate it. So you are tuned in to MiamiMicRadio.com. And tonight is, you know, we had Dr. Ruth growing up, all of us, right? Tonight is going to be Dr. Karen. So obviously I am not a doctor. I just play one on the radio. And, you know, with tonight's show, let's talk about sex. So, you know, I've done a couple of shows on sex. And, you know, I'm not sitting here trying to, you know, like give you, you know, like I'm not doing like the American Pie thing where I'm going to show you illustrations and everything like that, or giving you a play by play. The point to this is actually to talk about the things that most people don't want to talk about. And sex is definitely one of those, excuse me, topics. I think growing up, you know, it was always very taboo, for us, right? You know, you're not supposed to talk about sex and all of that stuff. So, I think a lot of it is taboo. I think, and a lot of people don't have the dialogue, right? Because it's a little uncomfortable, you know, to talk about, depending on how you were raised and depending on your family's beliefs and everything else. I know, you know, for women in particular, we are raised, you know, to, well, hopefully, to be ladies, right? And, you know, good girls don't do that, or good girls don't talk about that, or whatever the case may be, right? So we kind of have that built into us, right? Like, it's not okay to do this, or it's not okay to feel that. You know, we're not supposed to be the aggressor. So you're supposed to wait for the guy to kiss you. You're supposed to wait for the guy to initiate sex, right? This is like how we're brought up, and how we're raised. So, you know, I think that there's a huge disconnect, between, you know, sex, sexuality, and what's okay, what's not okay. And there's a stigma, right? Because a woman that likes sex is a slut, and a guy that likes sex is a stud. So, I think that it is a very tricky thing where a lot of women don't really, know, especially women, and I'm not saying that this doesn't go for men, but women in particular, I think, you know, we don't always know the proper way. And like I'm seeing somebody is writing on here, hold on, don't mind me, because I can't see. I got to take the glasses on. I got to take the glasses off. My mother said if I talk to a boy, I'd get pregnant. So, yeah, I mean, and this is definitely the case, right? And then sex can be considered a taboo subject. Yes. A lot of people, you know, do feel that it is a taboo subject. And, you know, and a lot of the things that I'm going to talk about are probably going to be really taboo. All right, let's see. Oh, boy, I'm still a virgin. Uh-oh. All right, well, Allie, you better go see where you got to go. I don't know if I'm the right person to teach you this. And I don't know if I'm teaching anybody anything. Let me clarify that. I'm going to open up the discussion, and you guys are going to interact with me, and you can certainly help me to help you, because the whole point of this right now is really just to get the the words out and to speak, because a lot of people just don't have these conversations. And I'm gonna go in here so I can see, because if I look on my phone, I can see the words better. You know, and then I can see what you guys are saying. So let me tell you what made me do this show today. Well, one of the things that made me do this show today. You know, I have said this before. I have a lot of people that come to me and talk to me. There is probably nothing someone has not said to me over my 49 years. I think that, I have heard it all. And I'm a pretty open-minded person. Yes, I have very strong opinions, but I am definitely very open-minded. So I think that people feel comfortable, talking to me, about just about anything, which I'm very grateful for. So that being said, I have had many people talk to me over the years about, you know, a lot of different things. So one conversation that came up and that I've had on my back burner for a little while is, you know, that especially let's say now, right? So I am, how old am I? I'm 49, right? There are a lot of us out there, men and women, that were probably married young or younger, or maybe they married their high school sweetheart or whatever the case may be. And, you know, they were with them for 10, 20 years, you know, or better, right? A lot of people now that are tuned in are probably, well, not probably, some people, I'm sorry, let me take that back. Some people are now divorced. So they were only with the same partner. Well, they were with the same partner for a very long time. Personally, I met my husband when I was young, but I met him when I was young. I played before I met him, and then we broke up for a couple of years, and I played while we were broken up. You know, and, so I would say that I wasn't, even though I was with the same person for all that time, I wasn't only with him because, you know, time had broken up, if you will, as we were young. But a lot of people met when they were young, and they might have been their first, or like they might have married the second person they had sex with or the third person they had sex with, right? So you don't really have a lot to base things off of. And yes, back in the olden days, right, we were supposed to get married virgins. And I think that there was like a pro and a con to that, in the sense that there's a pro to not knowing any different and there's a con to not knowing any different. So meaning that, you know, if you don't know any different, you don't know what you're missing, right? So if you're with somebody and they're not really a good lover, you're none the wiser. But if you're with someone and they're not a good lover, you may seek out to find out what it is that everybody else is like, you know, talking about, right? So it depends on who you are. It depends on, you know, what makes you happy. But a lot of times my point is that people don't really know what makes them happy because they have nothing to base it off of. So, you know, we can have people now that are in their 40s, 50s, maybe even 60s that are out there now rediscovering their sexuality. Right? Because when we were younger, we were more inhibited. We didn't know as much. And maybe we were with the same person, and maybe that person wasn't the person to bring that out. So I just found it very interesting because I have spoken to people and, you know, like, for instance, a woman. There are a lot of women out there that have never had an orgasm. I repeat, there are women out there that have never had an orgasm. Now, some of you are like, get the fuck out of here. And then some of you are like, yeah, that's me. And then some of you men out there might be with a woman that you don't even know that she never had an orgasm while you guys were having sex. I have had a lot of women tell me that they fake it. So I go, well, why the hell did you fake it? Because I just wanted to get it over with. It was starting to hurt and I just wanted to go to bed. So I faked it. And I'm like, now, I never understood that when people said, I mean, I've heard that before, that people said they would fake it. But, like, I guess I'm just such a bitch. I would be like, yep, nope, sorry, I didn't come, you know, like, and I would just rub it in. But, you know, there are women out there that want to please their men. When I say please their men, I mean they want them to feel good. They want them to feel that they have satisfied them. And then, honestly, they just want to go to bed. And they don't want to deal with having more sex, right? Like, it hurts. You know, obviously, if you're having sex and you're not enjoying it as a female, unless you're using lots of lube, it hurts. So if you're not getting turned on, your body is not lubing itself. So unless you start pouring the freaking KY all over the place, you're going to be in pain. So yeah, just tell them, I guess, you know, tell them you came and that's it. But it's very interesting because I guess that's the difference between having the right lover and I don't want to say the wrong lover. So I'm just going to go with having the right one because your lover, especially if it's your husband or your wife, if they've been with you for a long time, they should know just from the way you breathe that you're going to come. So it's very alarming to me that there are so many people and, you know, women, because I think, you know, a man learns how to come when they're like, I don't even know. I mean, I ask everybody all the time. I ask guys, but nobody wants to tell me the answer because when my son's going freaking off on himself, I'm like, at what age does something come out of there? Like, you know, when is he gonna, you know, like ejaculate? And they know nobody answers my question, which I think is kind of funny. But, you know, I mean, I guess a boy comes early in life. I mean, and physically you can see it. They ejaculate and it goes all over the place, right? So people, you know, a man or boy would know that they came. Women don't always know that. They may feel a sensation, but maybe they stop themselves. You know, sometimes that feeling of letting go is very scary because you feel this thing going on to your body and you're like, holy shit, oh my God, oh my God. And then you're like, whoa, let me stop this. Like, I don't know what's going on here. And if you don't have the right lover that will, you know, say, it's okay, baby, let it go. You know, you don't really know what to do at that point. Right? I mean, I'm speaking straight here. Dr. Ruth, Dr. Karen, I'm speaking straight. As a woman, when I was younger, I did not know. When that started to happen, I was like, oh, we got to stop this right now because I don't have any control over this. And, you know, we it, to lose control like that, if you will, or let go, not lose control, let go, that would be the right word to use. To let go like that is not easy to do, especially, like I said, because when we are raised, we're raised that we shouldn't like this, right? Only dirty girls like sex, right? So now we're doing this. Wow, this feels really good. Holy shit, what the hell is going on? All right, let me stop this because now I'm going to be bad because I like this. So the good thing about growing up and getting older and hopefully being with the right partner is that you learn and understand that it's okay, right? So you're not, maybe you know, you're not a dirty girl, you're not a bad girl, you know, or you know you are a bad girl and it's okay, you know? So as long as you're a bad girl in the right place, it's all okay. But we are not raised that way. We are raised that good girls don't do that, right? So now you don't know what's going on. So I really wanted to bring this to my attention, to people's attention, because it's amazing to me when somebody in their, a woman in her 40s, 50s, 60s tells you that they have never had an orgasm. And then to tell you that they faked it throughout all of this time, that's really alarming as well. And when I would ask them, like, how? Like, how did that happen? Like, did your boyfriend not know, or did your husband not know? Oh, well, I faked it. I'm like, but, like, how? Like, how did they not know this, you know? And what's, like I said, you know, what's worse is that you don't, you have to explore that part of your world and that part of your life, right? So so many of us are again reinventing ourselves, right? Because we're single now and we're back into this world. And let's face it, at this point, the world is very high charged on sex. Very high charged on sex. And at this point, you know, there is no, you can't, that whole good girl, bad girl, that's out the freaking window now, because everybody thinks that, you know, if you swipe right on Tinder, that you're going to start banging them in the car, you know, three seconds later, you know? And I mean, I think that unfortunately sex has lost a lot in the process because people just want to get their shit off and they don't want to connect with somebody. So the best part about sex is connecting, right? Is having that soul to soul, body to body, that chemistry, you know, and that connection, right? And if you really get it right, you both come at the same time. That's fucking awesome, right? But it's lost somewhere in there. So now everybody just becomes like, it's animalistic, right? So everybody just comes in and it's all about just getting your shit off. And that's the end of that. So, you know, I would like to know from you guys. I see the feed is going and I'm going to stop talking for a minute. I know you might find that shocking. And I'm going to read what's going on because I'm curious to know if any of you out there, see, and here's the thing. This is the reason why I'm having this show today, because the dialogue never takes place. When I spoke to these women that told me that they never had an orgasm before, the words were, I don't think I have. And I was like, oh, believe me, if you had one, you would know. And it was like, well, I was a little shaky. I was a little whatever, but then it went away. And I'm like, okay. So, you know, first of all, it's very difficult to have that conversation with anyone, right? So I appreciate the fact that people, you know, share these things with me because I want to help them. I know it sounds crazy. I mean, I'm not going to make her come, but you know, I want to help. And I'm like, so now you have to teach people. I watch pornos, get toys, touch yourself. Like, you know, we were told not to do any of those things. You can't watch a porno. That's disgusting. You can't, you know, don't talk like that. That's not nice. You know, all of these things that we are conditioned to think and I don't even want to say, well, yeah, feel, I guess would be the right word, right? So I'm just curious. I mean, I'm sure that no one out there is well, I don't know. Maybe. I mean, me, I talk. I don't give a shit. I'll tell everybody what goes on. But, you know, I don't know that a lot of people... I reached out to a lot of people because I wanted input for today's show. I wanted a different perspective than my own because... As I said, a lot of people reach out to me and they tell me their stories and I like to pass it on, but not, well, actually there was one person that said he wanted credit for what we were talking about. All the other ones said, you better not say my name. You better not. And I was like, I would never do that. And anybody that knows me knows I never, ever, ever throw anybody under a bus. Anything that anybody ever tells me is always kept to me. If I talk about it on the show, it's in the third person. The only person that knows that I'm talking about it is the person that said it, and that's it. I would never ever go in that direction. So, I don't know if anybody would actually admit it, but here's the thing. There's got to be one woman out there right now that is watching this that has never had an orgasm before. And maybe this show will help her open up and maybe it will help her to explore her body. Maybe you don't have a man right now. Maybe you need to use a toy. Like I said, watch pornos. I mean, if you want to learn how to cook, you watch a cooking show, right? So if you want to learn how to fuck or you want to learn how to cum, watch pornos. I mean, that's how you learn. So, you know, I mean, there's no one going to be there. I mean, unless when we're kids and, you know, you have somebody that teaches you or whatever, or some of us enjoy that, right? There are some older women that are banging younger men and they like it because they teach them and they show them what they want and how they want it. You know, some guys like younger women for the same reason. They teach them what they like and how they want it. So everybody has their preference of things. But I mean, in all seriousness, if you are not that, what would be the right word? Sexually experienced. If you are not any of, you know, like if you're not comfortable, watch pornos until you get comfortable. And seriously, watch a porno. You should be getting horny while you're watching that porno. At some point, you should need to come. So watch them and learn how to do it. I mean, if you're a woman and you watch a porno, all you got to do is watch a girl-on-girl porno and you'll find every spot you ever need and you'll figure out how to do it. If you're a woman and you don't know how to give a blowjob, watch a porno. You'll learn real fast how to do it. Okay, so... These, I mean, I'm not even like, I'm not trying to sound like an asshole. I'm being serious. I mean, like I said, if you want to learn how to cook, you know, you watch, you know, cooking shows and I mean, even YouTube, I bet there's probably videos on YouTube, like how to come in 3 easy steps. I mean, I don't even know. I mean, how to come 101 is probably like a video on YouTube that, God willing, my son isn't watching, but you know, I mean, seriously. Anyway, you're listening to Real Talk with Karen Stacey live on MiamiMikeRadio.com. And tonight, Dr. Ruth is probably already in bed and asleep. I don't even know if she's still alive. I probably should have checked that before I did this show. But this is Dr. Karen, and I'm getting in. I'm talking about everything that nobody wants to talk about, which I do a lot. And sometimes people like it, and sometimes people don't, and that's okay. But... let me see where we are here because I know a lot of people are writing in and I just want to see. Again, we are talking about sex and we're talking about opening up the dialogue and we're talking about how a lot of us are now in a new stage in our life and maybe we had a loveless marriage or maybe we had a... we were lacking passion, connection, all of these things. Maybe your mate was a shitty lover or a selfish lover. And, you know, and to me, if a woman fakes an orgasm, they're only doing an injustice to themselves. But if you don't like it, then I guess you just want it to be over with. And you know it's going to be over with once they come because they come, they roll over and they pass out, right? So that's how that goes. I'm just trying to get in here and see some of the comments. The guy is just in the moment for himself. He just thinks bravado while she fakes it. Yeah, and so that's You know, it was funny. Last week, you know, I had everything you ever wanted to know about sex but were afraid to ask book. Yeah, there you go, right? They should be learning from me, no? I had a guy last week. I had John Perez was on, and we were joking around, and his wife had texted him because I said, yeah, we're going to have a show about sex and that, you know, women that fake it. And he's like, my wife never faked it. So she texted him and she was, I mean, I'm sure she was joking around. And so she's like, well, you better watch the show. So, you know, he's like, she didn't fake it. And I go, but how do you know? So, you know, most men, that's the response. She didn't fake it. She didn't fake it. She came. How do you know? I referred to the Harry Met Sally thing, right? Because, you know, that she does that whole scene and she's arguing back and forth with him. And she's like, and she's making all the noises and everything in the middle of, like, you know, the deli. And, you know, does the whole hair thing and all of that. And he's like, what the hell are you doing? And she's like, you know, like letting him see how easy it is to fake it. I can't fake anything, so I don't know how that happens, but I guess that's the truth. Let me see. 90% of the women out there don't do things that the women in porn do. Dr. Ruth is 91 years old and still alive. Thank you, Gabriella, for that information. As I said, I should have done better and learned that, but I appreciate that. See, 91 years old. That's because she was telling everybody how to have sex, so she's still alive and well at 91. She's probably still knocking boots. And she's probably she's telling this 75-year-old guy that's going down on her he's doing it wrong. 90% of the women out there don't do things that women in porn do. So let's talk about that. Well, yeah, it depends on what you're watching, obviously. You know, a lot of, again, I think it goes to stereotyping. I think it goes to the fact that women are not necessarily comfortable, doing those things. And I think that if men, and I'm not blaming anything on any either side, but I think that if people were a little more open, then those things would be okay. There are people that have a freaky side to them, and they will pull that out of somebody. You know, there are people that, you know, again, some of us were married for a long period of time. Listen, you have kids, things happen, you know, it gets stale. There's not a person here that can't tell me that, you know, if they were married for God, you know, whatever amount of years, especially if they have any children, especially younger children, you can't tell me that, you know, things didn't get stale. I mean, I can remember, and my husband was the biggest horn dog in the world. And he used to do amazing stuff. Like, he would, you know, text me all these sexy things. Like, I just had a dream about you. And it was so terrible. And I had one of my homosexual clients, and I was telling him this story. And I said, yeah, my husband just texted me, you know, all this stuff, how he had this nasty dream about me and this, that, and the other. And I was so pissed off because I was home. This was, my son was a baby, and I was changing like a shitty diaper. He was peeing all over the place. And I was like, I was pissed off that he had the time to think about nasty things while I was changing a diaper. And I didn't sleep for, like, you know, 2 years or whatever the hell it was, right? So, you know, that has its impact on you. And staying awake, if he worked overtime, he didn't get home until 8:30 at night. Do you know where I was at 8:30 at night? Passed out in the room where my son was. Because he was up at 5 o'clock in the morning and never stopped. And I was exhausted. So it gets difficult. So when he would text me that and he would have these dirty thoughts, I would text him back like, that's real nice, I'm cleaning a shitty diaper, which wasn't the right thing to do. And if I had it to do over again, I would definitely try not to have done that. But like I said, I can't fake it. And, you know, I was like, the last thing on my mind, to be quite honest with you, was sex. And my husband would hump my leg. I mean, I couldn't even bend over to take something out of the oven because he would be right behind me, you know, humping me. I mean, which again, I'm very grateful. But at the time, it was a lot. And I know there are a lot of women out there that are listening to this right now. And they're saying, yep, you know what? I feel the same way. So now 90% of women out there that don't do the things porn women do, you know, depends. I mean, some of the stuff that these women do, I mean, like this fisting thing and all of that. Yeah, thank you very much. You can keep your fist for your fights and not to shove inside of me. So I think there are certain things that we could say are not really something that are in our everyday bedroom. Perhaps there are people that enjoy those things and that's great. But as far as what women are going to do or not going to do, I think a lot of it also has to do with the lover. And I'm going to say this to you as a woman. There are men that can get women to do things they thought they would never do. And if you are the right guy and you are the right lover and you turn that person on enough and you connect them to that side and let them know that it's okay, you will see a very different side of somebody. If there's a little bit of a freak in there, you'll get her out. But you have to have that patience. And not every man has that type of patience. They just expect you to just, you know, be a porn star. And that's not going to be the case. So, you know, unless a woman, and a lot of women that do stuff that they do in pornos, the reason why they do it is because they had the right lover that taught them that and that turned them on enough to get them to do it, and then they did it and they liked it. And the best thing about that is there is no better feeling than knowing that you just rocked your lover's world. So if women aren't doing what they're doing in pornos, then the men have to work a little bit harder, is my thought. Or you're with the wrong woman entirely. And that's totally can be the case too. So as I said, I'm trying to be fair and I'm trying to say, look, you know what? We all, I mean, me and my husband did our thing before kids and all that. And then after I had my son, it was a little difficult. You know, it's not there. You're exhausted. You know, you feel fat. You know, that's another thing. You know, if men, women, everybody, you have to let your lover know that they turn you on. You got to let them know that you think they're sexy. Because, you know, it's there's also mind fuck that goes along with all of this, which so many people lose. Foreplay. And what is foreplay? Foreplay is like so many things all in one. What is foreplay? What is the great, to me, the greatest foreplay is the mind fuck. When you can turn that into, when you can turn that into something, the mind, I always say, you want to get between my legs, get between my ears. The mind fuck is huge because you, especially for what, well, no, women and men, because men will be charged that way too. It, you know, if you make a guy's dick hard while he's reading a text message, he's going to be up your ass the rest of the day. So, and the woman, the same thing. If you're texting me stuff and you're making me wet while I'm reading it, that's it. I'm done. Like, you got me now. My head is there. And now everything you say, everything that goes on, I'm looking to, like, jump on the freaking, you know, the shifting on my car. Like, you know, you, it's all about that. It's the yin, the yang. It's that chemistry. You know, those things mean a lot. So you can't just roll over and stick your hand in and think that like all's gonna go well. You know, there's gotta be something, a prelude to the kiss. God willing, you're gonna kiss them as well. But there's gotta be some type of foreplay. There's gotta be some type of enticing. You know, I had somebody that you know, again, a lot of the things that I'm bringing, you know, people have brought to the table. Somebody said to me, they love silk panties, and that just makes them crazy. So you got to know what your lover's weak point is, and you got to build off of that. So if you know that your lover's weak point is silk panties, I would have them in every color and everything. So, you know, you have to work it. And if you, and you know what, and if I was pissed off at him, I'd have on like granny freaking, you know, granny underwear and with a lock and key on it, you know, and it's because I, that's just me. But, you know, you have to go with what works like that. So if somebody, you know, I'm just still going off about this whole porno thing. You know, again, like I said, if you don't know what to do, watch a porno so you can learn. You know, if you, you know, foreplay is huge. And there's foreplay, again, is a lot of different things. It's touching, it's fondling, it's oral sex. You know how many people I have messages to? Oral sex. Men complain all the time that women don't blow them. And women complain all the time that their man doesn't go down on them. It goes both ways, right? So I hear people on both ends that are complaining about it. So where do we go from here? What do we do? So I guess you have to have that dialogue. And the truth of the matter is there are a lot of women that don't like going down on anybody. And if you're with a woman that doesn't like to go down on somebody, A, be patient and try to turn her out. Or B, just don't date somebody like that. Because if they don't like it, they don't like it. And unless you're going to be the lover that's going to teach them how to enjoy it, then you're with the wrong person. And likewise with women. You know, there are some women, I know men that don't even like blowjobs, believe it or not. They could take them or leave them. I know, I think that there's like, they're in like the negative 2%. But there are some men that don't even like that. They could care less whether they get a blowjob or not. And women, the same thing. Although I never really heard a woman ever say they didn't like if a guy went down on them. But I have heard more times than not from women. Most of the times that they felt that they had a good lover, it was because the guy went down on them. And that's because, here we go, Dr. Karen, because if you are going down on a woman, there's clitoral stimulation, which is an easier spot to hit than the G-spot. Now, if you're really talented and you can hit the G-spot and hit the clit with your tongue, she's in love with you for the rest of your life. Whether you kill her whole family or whatever, you know, it's like that Eddie Murphy thing, like, woo! Once that comes out, you're good to go. So if you don't know how to do that to a woman, then YouTube that bad boy and find out, because that is the key. That being said, ladies, if you deep throat him and he comes down your throat, he's signing over the car, the house, and everything else that comes with it. So, you know, you got to learn what works and what doesn't. And again, if you are with someone that doesn't enjoy that, either A, turn them on to it and encourage them, positive reinforcement, like, hey, baby, why don't you try this instead of just taking the head and going, boop. No, you know, guys like that, if you grab a guy's head and go, get over here and push their head into your, you know, your crotch, they like that. A woman, you grab their hand and you put, you know, push her head into your lap. She's like, fuck you. Like, they don't like that. So, you know, there's a different thing there. But if you do it the right way and you're like, come here, baby. And you do it and you're like, oh my God, that feels good. Oh, why don't you try it like this? Maybe if you do this with your tongue and maybe, oh, put your hand here and do this. You would be amazed at how much she will probably do. And if you give her positive reinforcement and she sees how excited you get, she may want to do it more. But if you're an asshole while it's happening, maybe not so much. So I went really off of my thing here. Let me look at where we're at here, because I know there was a lot of comments and I missed all of them. So you are listening to Real Talk with Karen Stacy live on MiamiMicRadio.com. And you got Dr. Karen on the mic today. And yes, I just play one on the radio. I really you know, I'm just talking, from experience and mostly from what people are saying to me. And I am just trying to open up the dialogue because I think a lot of people do not talk about this. As said before, sex is a very taboo thing. It's a very individual thing as well because some of us are not as sexual as others. Some of us are a little more inhibited than others, and there's nothing wrong with that. But my point is that you need to be with like people. So you can't, if you're a very sexual person and you're with an inhibited sexually inhibited person, then that might not be the right connection unless, like I said, you have the patience to bring that person over to the dark side, which can be done, but you have to be patient. So you got Dr. Cameron on the mic. Francesca, this is such a great show. Awesome topic. Real talk. Thank you, my love. All right. Gabriella disagreed, but I'm not sure with what. I couldn't be bothered to fake it. If he ain't doing his job, I'm going to let him know. That was exactly what I was saying. And you know how I am. I am really bad about that. And I've actually said that to people too. Like, I'm like, yeah, but you know, I never came. I don't even give a shit. Okay. Let's see. I wasn't sure if any of my sex partners faked it or was legit when I was actively sexual. Like I mentioned, I felt they were mostly faking, but I was also younger and naive, even though I still, her pleasure matters. And it is difficult because if you're not experienced and you don't know the person, you really aren't going to know if it's true or not. I mean, yes, if their body, normally if a woman comes, you feel, a flow that comes out, liquid, comes out. I've never had sex with a woman, so I don't really, know how every woman is. I only know how I am. Some of us are, some women are more lubricated than other women. So, again, I'm not sure, but that would definitely be a telltale thing. I mean, if her body is shaking and convulsing, doing all sorts of crazy things, and then you feel some kind of warm liquid come out, you probably hit the right spot. If someone watches porn to learn, they might be in for a big letdown when the real thing happens. You know what? Good point. But you know what? At least they'll strive for better. They'll be like, wait a minute, they didn't do it like this. That's a very good point. That's funny shit. Thank you. Porn is over-dramatized to some extent. Key, honestly, is communication and trust and being open-minded. Then you are able to set yourself free in the moment. Agreed. And again, I was kind of not mocking or making fun. I know it's over, it's dramatized porn, absolutely. But you know what? So is reality TV. It's done so that it can exaggerate the point. And if you are trying to learn about sex don't be intimidated by it, because some people might get intimidated, right? Because they might look and go, holy shit. Like I said, if somebody's sticking their fist up somebody's, you should be intimidated by that. But I just mean that it will help guide you so that you can understand that, you know what, it's not all bad, because of that whole, thing that we have, put in our minds. Okay. We are talking about coming, not having a relationship. Yeah, that's true. Keep your fists for your fights. Yeah. I know, Leanna, am I the best or what? The only catch with porno is porn scenes is not 100% blueprint for sex. Ideas and studying is one thing, but it's angles and a lot of other contrived stuff. I'll never forget seeing back in the Exotica Nuke. Okay, very true. Okay, all right, I nailed something. I logged in when you were talking about fists. Yeah, that's great. You know what? It's great when people log in at the wrong time. Foreplay is everything. If you aren't sleeping with your partner, someone else will. Very good point. That is very true. And if you ain't doing what they want, someone else will. That's true. It's all about the words at first. That's the spark. It's what you say before it all happens. Yes, and yes, men are very visual, as somebody just commented. Men are visual. There we go. Women are good listeners, so men need to verbalize what they're thinking, make her think in her mind what you're thinking. Absolutely, but let me tell you something. We are visual too, because I, in particular, I mean, okay, wait, let me back up a second so nobody sends me dick pics after I say this. We are visual. I don't need to see, I mean, when I first was back into the dating world, and I've spoken about this show 100 times, and I got dick pics, no, thank you. I mean, it's great that it maybe it works or whatever, because apparently at certain ages they don't work anymore. So that's wonderful that it works. But the only time I want to see that is when it's in front of me. I never want to see that. I mean, you know, that's, I'm okay with that. Anyway, going back to visual, if, you know, I happen to like, I'm very attracted to men that, you know, are in good shape. I am not, you know, I see a hard chest and big arms and I want to bite them, you know? So you have a guy that's, you know, takes good care of himself, and, you know, I'm a sucker for like ripped jeans and, you know, I mean, actually I'm a sucker for anything, because if you, you know, men look hot in a suit too. You got, you know, pants on, no shirt, or a tight shirt or whatever, and you send me that pic and you look freaking hot, that's going to turn me on. So, you know, I mean, did my late husband send me pictures when he woke up and, you know, he had the dream about me and his, you know, he was hard as a rock? Yeah, and that's cool. I, you know, if you know that you, if I know that I'm responsible for that, that's cool. I like that. So I don't mind that. But men are definitely, and then that also means I have to be in a relationship with you. I don't want you sending me anything that has to do with your cock unless that's mine. Otherwise, thank you. Keep it to yourself. Just so nobody gets the wrong impression. But men are definitely more visual. So men definitely are more turned on by, you know, by visual, by seeing. And you know what? A woman in a sexy outfit. But again, don't make us feel uncomfortable. Oh, send me a picture of your tits. Send me a picture of this. Go fuck yourself. No, not sending you that. You want to see me in a dress? You want to see me in something? Great. Again, you're not my man. Maybe if we're together and I know you're not showing that to 27 of your friends at work, fine. But if not, that's not okay. So, you know, you guys have to keep that in mind. If we're in front of you and you're visual and you want us to wear whatever, I think it's very hot if a man, like, if you like something, like the guy that told me he likes the silk panties. Nothing would be hotter than to come home or to walk into my car and see a pair of like silk panties hanging on the thing or whatever. Like, I want you to wear those later. That's fucking hot. You know, so you got to be a little creative too. All right. Where am I? Some women don't 69. Yes, that is another thing. And I have to say that me personally, I'm not a huge fan of it. And I'm going to tell you why. Because if I'm doing something, I need to concentrate. So if I am, you know, going down on a guy, I want to be able to concentrate. And if you're doing stuff to me that feels really good and it's distracting me and then I can't concentrate on that, it throws me all off. So it's not really, I mean, I adapt, but it's not my favorite thing to do, because I feel like, you know, if I'm enjoying what I'm doing to you, then I want to concentrate on what I'm doing. I understand that men need a little bit more. So men want that more, right? They want to be able to touch you or whatever, and that's all good. But I don't know about every woman, but me personally, I like to concentrate. If I'm being made to feel good, I want to just enjoy that and not be working. But if I'm working and my goal is to make you feel good, then if you need to do whatever you got to do while I'm doing that, I'll work with it. But as far as 69 goes, I don't know why anybody else doesn't like it. And if you, or is, let me not say don't like it. I'm not a fan. Let me, you know, because I, God willing, God knows, I don't want to say the wrong thing. you know, if you want to comment on this, because I'm scrolling, and you want to comment on 69, then we can do more comments. I'm giving you Dr. Karen's take on that. So, and again, I don't know, you know, who does what or what they like, but, okay, where am I now? Some can't do it right. I'm not sure where we are with that, but some can't do a lot of things right, so that makes total sense. The trust factor is everything. Yeah, trust is a big thing, and God only knows when we can have that, right? It's all about the G-spot. Yeah, well, we don't come with a map, so there are a lot of men that have no goddamn clue where that bad boy is. And there are a lot of women that's not an easy way to, if a woman doesn't really orgasm a lot or doesn't really know how to orgasm, a G-spot orgasm is not easy to do. You have to really relax your body and you have to allow that to happen. So this is why if you're hitting the G-spot, you probably got to hit the clit at the same time so you can, you know, make the powers that be move. I ain't signing nothing. Yeah, you would. All right. Let's see. Okay. Well, thank you. I'm hearing a lot of them. Awesome. Thank you. I love you guys. Yeah, Rob, sexual deviance. Yes. I am obviously not a guy. However, I can imagine a guy not liking a blowjob unless the girl giving it really sucks. That's funny shit. Most women will fake it to get it over with because it's annoying. Yes, and that was what I was talking about. I know you tuned in late, my love, and I was saying that's what actually triggered me to do this show today is because I am amazed that women in their 40s, 50s, 60s, well, 20s, 30s, 40s, their whole life faking it. It also breaks my heart, to be quite honest with you, because there is really nothing better in the world than coming like an animal. So, you know, it's terrible that, you know, that they can't do that. And I want to help anybody, any woman out there that has never had an orgasm before. I mean, I don't know how to make you do it, but like I said, watch a porno, get toys, and find the right lover because, and be honest with them too. You know, I mean, is there something wrong with saying that? I mean, if somebody like myself, I can have multiples, right? So guys like to hear that. If they know that, they get excited. Oh, she can have multiples. So I think that at the same token, a guy needs to know, well, you know what? It's really hard for me to come, or I don't really come, or whatever the case may be. You know, and you got, again, it's not a dialogue anybody wants to have, right? So maybe get drunk and say it. Just the same way that some people, I had this sent to me as well. Do you need to be drunk to be comfortable enough to have sex? All right, but let me hold that thought because I'm still going. I'm going right here. All right, where am I? Unsolicited dick pics are an epic fail. All right, there we go. You show him your tits, he literally will fuck himself. Oh, that's funny. I mean, men in jeans, very hot, especially ripped jeans with no shirt on. Woohoo! Totally. 69 position shows that you can multitask. Every woman can multitask. Men can't multitask. Women can multitask. Yes, and I just had that was funny because I had Jessica commented the same thing. That's really funny. All right. Oh my God, you got it, girl. From one-on-one is the best. Satisfying each other in chemistry is very important. It's double the pleasure. I'm being real honest since it's real talk. Thank you so much. Okay, let's see. I can't take it if a guy says he's going to destroy me on the first fuck, especially if I never even met him. It makes me laugh my ass off right off the bat. And that is true. Like, you know, when I think I was like 13 and some guy told me he was going to break me in half. And I'm like, well, what the hell does that even mean? What do you mean you're going to break me in half? Oh, so let me get this straight. So you're going to have sex with me so that I can't move? Like, am I supposed to enjoy that? I mean, I was a kid. I didn't know nothing, you know, like that's what sex is supposed to be. Like, really? I had an ex who gave blowjobs with ice cubes in a mouth. Yes, that's a good trick. Yes. And that's another thing somebody had messaged me about. They said, how to enhance oral sex with a tongue piercing. So God knows I have no input on that whatsoever. Who knows? Nah, I'm only kidding. Men can't multitask. You need to meet a different type of man. Yeah, that's true. All right, so where was I now? I keep going off on these tangents here. Well, you know what? While we're talking about, where am I now? All right, let me just go back, okay? Now, let me finish this. Hold on. Because I got all this stuff going on in my head and I'm trying to get it all. I know I'm never going to discuss everything that I want to discuss today. And I'm going to have to do like a sex, like a 2.0 show. So I had an interesting, while we're on the subject of blowjobs, I had an interesting thing where, for instance, on a holiday, let's say Father's Day, should you blow your man? That was the question. Like, I wanted, it was like, you know, he's a father and he just wanted a blowjob for Father's Day and didn't feel that he should have any, you know, like he should just get it. So my question was this. So, in other words, you wanted her to blow you, and you just wanted to come, and then you were done. And he was like, yeah, basically. I said, okay, but now let me ask you this. On Mother's Day, did you go down on her and make her come without you getting anything too? So then it stopped for a minute, and it was like, good point. So, you know, I mean, look, it's a gift, right? And there's nothing better than, like I said, there's nothing better than pleasing the person that you're with. Knowing that you turn them on and knowing that you could, you know, that you can make them come. You can do, there are a lot of men, I know a guy that couldn't even, has never orgasmed through a blowjob, which I've never heard of in my life. But, I know guys that can't come during, well, not no, but I've heard of guys that can't come during sex, but can only come during a blowjob. So, I mean, I guess everybody's different. I also knew a woman that could not come unless her husband used a vibrator on her. So everybody has their thing. But again, it comes along with tenacity, getting to know someone, and caring. Okay, not being a selfish lover. So for Father's Day, if your man wanted you to blow him, I think you should. But on Mother's Day, you better make me come and don't freaking ask me for shit then at that point, right? Because now that's on me. I can do, you know, it's got to go both ways is what I'm saying. It all must be reciprocated. So you can't expect the guy to go down on you, but you won't suck his dick. It just doesn't, it's not okay. You guys got to both make it work unless the guy doesn't like it and the woman does and that's it. But you know, like I said, there are people that like it. There are people that don't. So you have to find the right person that goes with. Okay. So getting back to the whole foreplay thing, let's talk about dirty talk. This is big. And I've had a lot of people that have you know, said something to me about this. So in this day and age of technology, phone sex, sexting and FaceTime phone sex has become very, very big. Now, that's one aspect of it. But also the dirty talking is another aspect of it. Now, again, some of us do not feel comfortable with dirty talk because when we were younger, we were told you don't speak that way. So, you know, if you're with someone that doesn't talk dirty, the best way I have learned about this is, again, by example. So the same way that if your girl isn't going down on you the way you want her to and you got to give positive reinforcement and all of that, is the same way with talking dirty. It's literally your lover saying to you, you know, like, let me think of something that I could say that's probably not completely off the wall to say on the radio. You like this big cock. I don't know. I'm just, you know, coming up with something. And, you know, if a woman isn't audible, she's like, you know, like shaking her head, right? But that's not what you want. You want to hear it. So you say it, and then you have to say to the girl, tell me you want this big cock, you know? So it's like, that's why I say you have to be patient and you have to teach somebody what you like, and vice versa with a guy. There are a lot of guys that don't like to talk dirty, you know? And so maybe a woman does, and she's going to say the same thing, you know, oh, you like my, you know, tits in your face or whatever the hell it is, right? I'm just trying to come up with something that doesn't sound really bad on the radio, but I think I've already crossed that line. But, you know, and making somebody repeat it, because then they might feel a little bit more comfortable. So again, I have had a lot of people say to me, how about, like, you know, sometimes like I need to drink in order to feel comfortable enough to have sex. We all know that, like, you know, drunk hotel sex is the best sex you ever have, right? And why is that? Because you have no inhibitions and it's like, you know, just crazy, right? So, you know, these things all have to do with it, but it's being comfortable, and not everyone is comfortable with that. I mean, even saying it on the radio, I felt like a little bit of, like, you know, like a jerk, you know, but, you know, it's true. It's just, it's, I don't want to say molding. It's not the right word. Exposing. So if you're someone that talks dirty and the person you're with doesn't, then you expose them to it. And maybe you keep saying it, and maybe you get a little word in somewhere, and now the person might feel more comfortable to say it, or you may make them feel comfortable enough that they can. All right, before I go into phone sex and all that stuff, let me see, because I see you guys are, like, the feed's going crazy now. So God only knows, I probably, somebody wants to kill me because of what I just said, right? Wait, the answer is not supposed to be here. What? Okay. This is for the men out there. A man had said, if you have to get a woman to shake, it's fake. That's not true. The human body automatically starts to shake when you feel wetness. Let me tell you something. I don't know who the hell said that. You're 100% right. Your body will shake. Men's body shake. Anybody's body shakes when they're having an orgasm or if they're having a good one. So I don't know who the hell said that. And you're 100% right there, 100% wrong. I wouldn't mind just focusing on just pleasing her without even taking off my pants. I actually just saw a scene where the guy never took his pants off and only ate her out and finger fucked. Yes. And that's really hot. And that's my whole point, is that, you know, if that works, that's hot too. See, love naughty talk. Let's see. Where am I? And even funnier with a dick pic to match the stupid comment. you guide him always. Okay, dirty talk after you've been in bed together at least once is different than dirty talk before you've ever been together. 100%. Because, and that's a, thank you for bringing that up. Because that is actually something that was brought to my attention as well that I have written down in my notes. Somebody said, how do you, so, okay. There are a lot of people that are very sexual beings, right? And that are, that need that, right? Like, some of us don't want quiet and we want that talking and we want the dirty talk and all of that. And if you're dating somebody, how do you know if that person is going to fulfill that? So, you know, you there's, I mean, I guess there's little hints here and there, but that's an, a great statement that definitely the dirty talk beforehand is like a tease, right? That's part of the foreplay. It's probably more of a tease. When you're actually having sex, the dirty talk should definitely be a lot different because it's, you know, taking place with what's happening, right? So it's a more, you know, visual, you know, as well, right? And you're really, you know, you're saying that because you're trying to make things go even more, right? I'm not getting the right words, but, you know, you're saying it for a better outcome. So certainly if you're, you got, especially if you never had sex with somebody, you got to watch what you're saying to them, because if you talk too dirty to them beforehand, you may scare them away, or they may get turned off, or they may get really turned on. I mean, it really depends. And again, until you know that person, you do have to tread lightly with that. All right, let's see. Uh-oh, Gianna's getting the whip. I'm in trouble. I believe dirty talk. I believe I dirty talk. A naughty talker. That's good. I still shake like a rattle. Yes, good. You should. God bless. And you know what? Next time you guys shake, freaking think of me. Oh my God, that's so funny. Okay, so let's talk about that though, in terms of comfortability, right? Phone sex. Now, that is something really different. And I will, you know, I that was not something I ever did, because when we were younger, really, that wasn't big, that wasn't huge. And now, not only is it phone sex, but it's FaceTime phone sex. So now you're actually like playing with yourself, or you're doing, you're actually having sex with yourself with somebody else. So you have to really be comfortable in your own skin to do that, right? So, and that's going to go into the next thing that I'm going to talk about, but phone sex and FaceTime, first of all, phone sex and FaceTime sex, to me, if you're an inhibited human, that's very difficult to do. It's no fun if one person will, like, maybe somebody's on the phone with you, but they're not giving back. Right? So they're listening and maybe they're moaning, maybe they are touching themselves, maybe they're playing with themselves, but they're not giving you anything back. That's not really, you know, that much fun. Not everybody feels comfortable to do that. So yeah, maybe like you need like 16 drinks before you do that. I personally, when I'm uncomfortable, I do things like somebody pointed it out to me. I cough, or I I clear my throat. I do something like that, which I never realized. And maybe on my show, you'll notice it. Sometimes I guess I might do it if I'm nervous or whatever. And it was brought to my attention. So I think that phone sex, and especially FaceTime, you know, phone sex, that's really tricky. And the reason, another reason why it's tricky is if you're, there are a lot of people, look, we're talking real right now, right? Because this is Real Talk with Karen Stacey, Dr. Karen, live on MiamiMikeRadio.com. And, you know, this day and age, you can meet people online, for instance, if you're these online dating sites and stuff, there are a lot of people that never have any intentions of meeting you. And literally, they will go back and forth with you and they just want to sext or text, whatever, sexting, right? Texting, whatever. They want to talk dirty to you via text message or have phone sex or whatever, but never, ever have any intention of meeting you. So, again, the internet is a scary thing to me. So, if you're FaceTiming your what would you call it? FaceTime phone sex? I don't even know what you would call it, right? If you're FaceTime phone sex, phone sexing, how do you know that that person's not going to take a snapshot of your como se quien? You don't. So, you got to watch yourself with that stuff. You always got to protect yourself on both ends, you know, ladies, gentlemen. You know, we're all adults now and we have a lot to lose. And the last thing you want is your como se llama on social media. So be conscious of what you do and how you do it. And anybody that needs to learn how to do phone sex, I am not the person to teach you. Gianna will teach you. She's going to teach me how to do dominatrix and start whipping people. That's going to be the thing that I'm going to try to learn how to do. But now, let's segue in from the phone sex and FaceTime sex into masturbation, because it's a good segue. Why? Because if you're having phone sex or you're having FaceTime phone sex, you're obviously going to masturbate while this is going on. So, I guess, so now, I don't know, you know, people are on this feed. I don't know if they're going to want to admit to it or not. But I would say that I know a lot of single people at this point. And I know a lot of single people that are not having sex. So a lot of people do not want to deal with the crazies that are out there right now. Or maybe they don't want to deal with bad sex, a shitty lover, or everything it takes to make that happen. So you stay home, you have a glass of wine, you stay home, watch Pornhub, and you make yourself come. And I can be sure that whoever is listening right now in our age group, all of you masturbate like 100 times in a week. So, you know, that's a big thing, right? So are people comfortable? First of all, do you masturbate? And I'm seeing hearts, I'm seeing stuff going on. So that's a big thing, right? Because again, at 49 years old, I don't want to waste my time. I am not sleeping around. And if, you know, and I'm not, if it's not what I want, not who I want, I'm very good with myself. And I've said this before on the show, 3 minutes, I'm done. Good night. Bye-bye, Felicia. I'm good. So, you know, and again, I think that for going back to my ladies out there that don't orgasm, play with yourself. Find the spots that feel good. You know, move shit around over there and figure it out. Because if you don't know how to make yourself come, then you can't help Joe Schmo that's trying to figure it out. So maybe Joe Schmo is a good lover and he knows all the right spots, but you don't know where they are. You should know where they are. No matter how old you are, you should know where they are. But certainly, if you're in your 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, you should know how to make yourself come 110%. And like, that's that. So now the question with that is, how do you feel about masturbating in front of someone else? So when I was married, I would be like, well, why am I going to do this? You're here. Why am I touching myself? You freaking make me come. Why do I got to do it? But it's a turn on, right? Guys like to watch women play with themselves, right? Anybody? Bueller. But that's a big thing. So as a woman, Are you comfortable making yourself come, touching yourself in front of a man or maybe a woman? I mean, you know, depending on what your preference is. You know, and does that turn you on? Because obviously, if you're having phone sex or you're doing FaceTime sexting, texting, whatever, you're obviously, hopefully, you know, playing with yourself during this whole process, right? So are you comfortable doing that? All right, so now I'm going to go in and I'm going to see, all right, where am I? I love you too, sweetheart. I'm getting some I love yous on here. Thank God. Thank you. I'm not crazy about that. Okay, I say no. Okay, doing it now, just joking. Oh, I'm not comfortable with FaceTime fake sex. Me neither. I'm with you on that one. I cough and clear my throat when I'm nervous too. Yeah, it's something I do. If talking dirty was a bad thing, Poison wouldn't have made a song out of it. 16 drinks, 2 shots of tequila usually does the trick. Listen, I drink tequila. I got an IV drip, so that ain't doing it. But yeah, well, actually, after 16 drinks, nobody can speak, right? All right, let's see. Okay, I did that on a dating site once when I started a long time ago. I did a cyber sex scenario with another user. There, Yo Como Se Cham will be on the billboard in China. Nowadays, IG and social media for free over dating sites. Bill Cole's checking in. You go, Karen, my kind of girl. We can take care of ourselves. Oh my God, I'm so bad. Listen, this is the whole point of this show, mama. You're not bad. This is what it is, and this is what it's all about. We're all adults, and we're all responsible, right? So I don't care how many guys, I had women on the show that said they sleep with multiple guys. As long as you do it right and you protect yourself, that's all that matters, you know? I mean, we're adults. We all make our own choices. So hopefully you're responsible, you know, with that. But so no, I haven't, no comments on I asked how, if people were comfortable masturbating in front of their, in front of someone else or in front of their lover, if they were asked that. I don't see too many responses to that. All right, so I guess we'll move on because I don't know if anybody, I'm not getting any things out of that. But I do have to say, again, all of these things will happen when someone is comfortable, right? So that's the big part of it is that, you know, unfortunately now, you know, some of us don't really, if you don't make that actual connection, that heart-to-heart, soul-to-soul connection with someone, or let's say heart-to-heart connection, because you can make a soul-to-soul connection with a stranger. So if you don't make that heart-to-heart and there's not that trust, it's very difficult to come out of your shell. But as I said, I think that people, there are so many people in that come, right? Everybody, it's a reason, a season, or a lifetime, something like that, right? That's the saying, people come into your life for a reason, a season, or a lifetime. And, you know, everybody, a lot of people tap into different parts of us. So some of us, like myself, for instance, I have a lot of layers and I don't normally meet people that can, you know, peel back all of my layers. Usually and I know, you know, I'm not, this isn't an uncommon thing what I'm about to say. 9 times out of 10, the real chemistry lover that you find where the sex is just crazy, you don't always have everything else that goes with it. And a lot of times when you have someone that you have this deep connection with, or maybe you really like, they're not really the best lover. So it's a hard call because a lot of times in life we have to take one over the other, right? So, you know, like we have friends, right? I mean, we all have like for instance, friends, girlfriends, boyfriends, same-sex friends, I'm meaning. You know, we have that crew that you go out with, you go out clubbing with, let's say, for instance, or, you know, your crew that you go out drinking with. Then you have the crew that you go out to dinner with. You know, we have different crews of people, right? Like where you're not going to take your club people to, you know, well, maybe your club people are different than the people that are going to, you know, the five-star, you know, restaurant, you know, down in Manhattan. So everybody has a certain role that they play in your life. Sometimes we're fortunate to have people that will fit in all of those molds. So you'll have that person that can stimulate you mentally and then can stimulate you physically. So that's not something we always find. So I think that as we get older, we have now learned how to take care of ourselves. So now we kind of decompartmentalize people, right? So, you know, there are a lot of women that I know that say, oh, you know, I really like him. You know, he's great to go out to dinner with. And then there are people that they just, you know, they're fuck buddies. So it sucks that you can't get all of it in one person a lot of the times. So there's a lot missing somewhere along the way. And that's kind of what I was talking about earlier is how certain people bring out certain things. So if you're, I don't know, if you're not a sexual person, then you should challenge yourself and try to find a sexual person to hang out with so they can bring that out of you. You may like it. You may not. You may be like, you know what? This makes me very uncomfortable. But I have spoken to people that have done that and have exposed themselves to different people. And all of a sudden, it opens up this whole other arena of the world. So, you know, you have to always, I always try to encourage people to be open. And this is the reason why I'm doing this show tonight, is so that everybody talks about this. And yes, I know a lot of people are watching, but they're not commenting because they don't want people to see what they're saying or, you know, what they're feeling. And that's fine. Like I said, I have tons of stuff right here of people that messaged me things but did not want their names brought up or, you know, any type of association, which I totally respect. But the whole point is that we're talking about this, and somebody out there has definitely learned something tonight, and maybe they will take it to another level and take it to another place so that they can open themselves up to what may be out there. Right. And also, you know, men, you know, again, I'm going back to women faking orgasms. And I know I went back to it like a couple of times at this point. But it's a huge problem to me. And again, the bigger problem is, well, no, it's all big. So the first problem is that they fake it in the first place. And why do they fake it? They fake it to get sex over with because it hurts, because they're not turned on, they're probably not wet, and they're not enjoying it. And the guy, I guess, isn't going to stop until he thinks, oh, did you come? Did you come? Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then they come and they roll over and they go to sleep, right? Those are some guys. Then there are other guys where after the 27th time, you're like, I can't do this again. And it's like, yeah, you can. You got one more in you. So, you know, everybody is different, right? But there are also men that are clueless to the fact that a woman is faking an orgasm. And I think also they may not even care that they're faking an orgasm, which is really worse to me than anything else. So, again, you know, talk to your partner and be honest. And if you don't normally, if you're not an orgasmic woman, then explain this to the man that you're with. And if you don't feel comfortable with them, then that's a whole other story, you know. But you got to open up the dialogue because people don't want to talk about these things. Like, oh, somebody said to me, do I have to have that conversation? Yeah. Well, if you want to come, you do. If you don't want to come, then don't have the conversation. But you don't know what you're missing out on. All right. So now I see you guys commented over here. So let me just see what I missed because, of course, I go off on my tangents and I got to come back. If a woman asked me to masturbate in front of her, I would. I take requests. Yeah. Listen to me. A man is a totally different animal than a woman. Men will drop their drawers in right in the middle of everything. If a girl tells them, whip it out, they'll drop their drawers. 8 times out of 10, if you ask a woman to show you her tits, she's not going to. But that's the difference, one of the differences. And a guy don't give a crap. They'll pull that shit out anywhere, anytime. The sex is better when you make the heart-to-heart, soul-to-soul connection. 100%. And that was another thing that I was going to talk about. Is that, you know, having just raw, you know, like, sex is, you know, one thing. But, like, when you've been with somebody and you know, you really learn their body. Like I said, you should know just by the way they're breathing that they're about to come. You should know right where they're at just from the way they're breathing. And you know, that is that type of connection. And it is amazing because when you orgasm with someone that you have that heart-to-heart, soul-to-soul connection with, it's really, I used to call it an exorcism. I used to tell my husband all the time, you know, that it was like an exorcism. And I used to cry too. I don't know if any women out there would cry, but a lot of us hold a lot of stress, a lot of pain, things that we've been through and that we don't let out. And when you finally let go and you have that amazing orgasm and you can't hold back, it's cathartic. And I cried many a times and I used to, I felt terrible because I would just start hysterically crying. And my husband was like, what happened? And obviously got used to it, you know, afterwards. And I just said, it all came out, you know, and he used to know. He used to say to me, I would be cranky. He's like, you need to come. And I'm like, shut up. And then he was right, you know. So that was my other question. Do you get cranky if you don't come? All right, I'm still reading. Hold on. New dynamics to add to the person. Some are going to be just one-trick ponies. I haven't met a single man who satisfies any part of me, mentally, physically, nothing, but I'm quite possibly the pickiest person on earth. Well, my love, as long as you can do that for yourself, that's a great thing. But, you know, I guess also, you know, we have to be open-minded to that too, because sometimes you don't know if somebody can satisfy you if you don't give them the opportunity. So maybe not say you're the pickiest person, but maybe to say to yourself, you know what? I know I have high standards, but I'm going to try to give someone a chance and see what happens. You never know. You could be coming too. I can't hold my salami hostage while I'm driving. True story. I once almost had a one-night stand with this chick I met. When I saw her toes, I was like, ew, I'm out of here. And that, again, that goes with, I know, that's part. See, I have so many things to talk about, and we're almost, the show, I only have a half an hour left. This is crazy. All right, true story. Okay. I love when a guy wants to fuck with my feet. Yeah, that was another thing that I'm going to talk about, fetishes, which we didn't get to yet. I'm just looking to see who said what. If I don't want to sleep with him, what makes him think he can have my feet? Okay, let's see. All right, so there we go. So now I didn't really get too many comments on that. All right, where was I? So we were, let me get back to my train of thought here. I got all this stuff going through my head. I'm trying to figure out where I want to go with it. So let's review. For anyone out there, for any of you ladies out there that have never orgasmed before, watch pornos, play with yourself, and learn what you like and what you don't like. And also have that dialogue and be open with the person that you're with. Men, women, if you do not enjoy oral sex, and the person that you're with does, then you need to either figure out how to make them enjoy it, or you need to keep it moving. let's see. So then that's the other question. I think I asked this question, if someone is a selfish lover, that's a big thing too. Like I said, if you have the right person that you're with, it will bring out everything that you need, to make that, that experience that much greater. All right. Where am I now? Let's see. All right. So that was the other thing. So fetishes, right? That was something, another thing that was brought up to me. We were talking earlier that some of the reason for having this show as well is, that sex, speaking about sex is very taboo, right? So that was a thing that we were talking about, and all these taboo things, right? Talking about orgasming, not orgasming, blowjobs, no blowjobs, all these things, right? So there are, so somebody was just commenting that, like feet. I know feet are a big thing. As I had said on another show, I used to work in a strip club. It was an all-nude strip club. And I was a bartender there. And I remember there were porn stars that were, on the stage performing. And one of the women had one shoe on and one shoe off. And I'm like, what the hell is up with that? Like, that's retarded. Why are they only wearing one shoe? And then I learned it was because these guys had these foot fetishes. So the guy needed to see the shoe. And I'll never forget, she like poured water in her shoe and like he drank it. I was like, ugh. But people get off on this. So, there are fetishes. And I know of people that actually get off on someone jerking them off with their feet. So everybody has a thing. And a lot of men are very attracted to feet, I have to say. I think I actually have really cute feet. I've been complimented a number of times. And, I never even realized that people knew. And then some guys, some of these shoes, they have toe cleavage. I never knew there was a thing as toe cleavage. But toe cleavage is a big thing. So there are some certain fetishes and stuff. Something that, and again, this goes to the what was told to me earlier, right? What about like dressing up? So I had somebody, and I'm intertwining these things because I had someone message me this as well. So why so many... this is not the right question. Hold on a second. Where am I? I got so many notes here. I'm never going to get through all of this. But, okay. So what happens if your partner lets themselves go? Like there was a example, someone was married for 4 years. The guy is a typical gym buff. So he's still in shape. And his wife let herself go. So, my husband used to say to me, the guy, what did he say to me? The guy that's 300 pounds is getting laid just as much as the guy that's, taking care of himself. So, I think that's a yes and a no. But that has a lot to do with it. Okay. We just talked about the fact that men are very visual, right? So, dressing up, do you play? Do you wear something that, like me personally, I'm the type of person that I like to know. Like, if I'm dating somebody, I like to know what they like. Like, are you an ass guy? Are you a boob guy? Because I want to wear whatever I'm going to wear that's going to accentuate whatever it is that he wants to look at. So his eyes are on me all night. So, you know, I think it's important that, you know, and again, I said this earlier, right? Women are visual as well, okay? I understand that men are visual. And I have to say, and God bless, especially my Italian men, God bless you all, that most of them do not like skinny girls. And, you know, men want a woman with meat on them. Now, us women are very critical of ourselves, right? So, you know, we see the cellulite, you know, we see whatever, oh, my stomach, you know, blah, blah, blah. And you know what? Guys don't see that. They could give a shit. Cellulite, I don't give a shit about cellulite. Let me see that fat ass. They like that, right? But women don't really own that because they feel self-conscious about it. So, you know, that's something a woman has to get over, obviously. You have to learn how to love yourself and love your body. But also, if a man is attracted to her, he should say that. He should let her know you look, you're sexy or you're hot or you're whatever. You know, it's not fair if you're in a relationship with somebody to let yourself go, in my opinion. It's not. So now with this example of this person that was asking this, you know, so now they're no longer turned on by their spouse. Now, you have to have sex with your spouse because if you don't have sex with your spouse, you're going to be cheating on them and then you're wrong, right? So now what do you do at that point? What do you do? You know, you want to be with your wife or your husband, but maybe your husband's stomach is bigger than yours was when you were 8 months pregnant, and it's a turnoff. So, like, don't let yourself go. So either you do it together or not. And, I mean, we should always do for ourselves, right? Because if, I don't care whether you're 100 pounds or you're 300 pounds, if you feel good in your own skin and you feel sexy and you love your body, you're going to command that no matter what, and you're going to wear. You see some of these women that are big mamas and they walk around and they are sexy as hell because they fucking own that shit. And they're like, that's right. I got meat on me and I'm beautiful. And that's how you should be. And everybody has their own preferences of what they like. You know, so if you're in a relationship with somebody, you really need to stay true to yourself and to that person, right? And it's not really fair to let yourself go. You know, if they are, and then it's a fucked up thing because if they tell you that you let yourself go, now you're going to feel insecure even more. So it's like a bad thing there. So, you know, like I always say, check yourself before you wreck yourself. You know, keep control over, you know, what goes in and what goes out. And if you're, like I said, it goes both ways. You know, women are visual too. We like to see a sexy man. If I can bite your arm, I'm all over that. So, you know, if you are, you know, you want to attract the other person. I'm losing my train of thought. I'm sorry. I got the things going here and all of that. So yeah, so dressing up is a big thing. Some men really like that. Now, as I said earlier in the show, if you like that, there is nothing hotter than getting an outfit for your woman and leaving it somewhere and doing some type of a thing like that. That's fucking hot. You know, like, I'm going to take you shopping and I'm going to get you dressed and this is what you're going to wear. Okay, dress me up. I'm good. You know, it's fun because, like I said, if you know that you're wearing something that other person likes, then that's great. You know, there are guys I know that will tell their woman, don't wear underwear. Don't wear underwear. And they might play with them while they're under the table at a restaurant. That's hot. Some people would never ever do that. Some people, it's hot. So, you know, it's all about, like, you know, if somebody says to you, okay, I'll see you in an hour. Just can I ask a favor? What's that? Don't wear any underwear. That's hot. Like, you get, like, wet the minute you hear that, right? That's cool. So, I'm just saying, you got to think a little bit out of the box. So the other thing that I always found very interesting is swingers. That's my next topic. Now, hold on, because I see a lot of comments here. I'm never going to get to all of this stuff today. I got so much to talk about. Holy crap. And let me see. Where am I? You might have cute feet, but that's not the first place I'm looking. Yeah. All right. Okay, let me see. Where am I? I'm trying to read some of the comments. Some of them are not really pertaining at the moment. So, okay. Where am I? I think women are more critical and want to impress other women with their bodies. Men are good with women's bodies. I agree with that. 100%. It does feel like that women want to impress other women. Yeah. The most critical men have little pieces or drive a vet. And now I know I'm going to have a bunch of men that drive vets, you know, hate me. But it's a joke. But it's run true most of the times. Usually they have a fast sports car, an expensive fast sports car. Stop at Romantic Depot. That's a good thing, too. I personally like to keep myself in shape for myself and, yes, for my partner, but first and foremost for myself. Yes, and I did say that. I know some of you are tuning in later on, but I did say first and foremost we do it for ourselves. But certainly, you know, it's definitely, you know, we have to keep someone else in mind. If that's your man or that's your woman, you should always keep that other person in mind. Okay. So now let's talk about a little bit swingers lifestyle. I actually knew someone that was into this and I found it really fascinating and I actually read up on it. So it's really interesting that in the swingers community, women actually are in control. And for anybody that's, you know, not sure what a swinger is, it's most of the times these swinger parties, if you will, are men and women, like couples, and you have to be a man and a woman in order to go to these things. So, and then there's like a screen. I mean, I guess it depends on what type of swinger thing you go to, if it's like an orgy or whatever. But it's more, the ones I was taught about, or, you know, whatever you want to call it, they do like a meet and greet, if you will. And then they get to know each other before they actually have sex with one another. So it's not like they just go to these things because, you know, me, I'm like, oh, I want to go to a sex club. Like, what do they do? Like, you know, but I just want to watch. I don't want anybody to touch me, but I want to watch. I want to see what the hell goes on. But it's not really like that. Like these, so in the swingers community, most of the times they meet other couples and then they swap, right? But it's not just for like one night. Like it becomes like a lifestyle, if you will. And it's kind of fascinating when you read up and you look at all of it. It's kind of interesting because I personally would be like, if you touch my man, I'll break your fucking legs. But a lot of people, well, not a lot of people, but people in that community get off on watching someone else getting their lover, whether it be their husband, their wife, girlfriend, boyfriend, they get off on that. So if you think about it, it's done in a way where it's controlled, if you will. And from what I was told, the women have control over everything. If a woman doesn't say yes, no one can touch you. So it's all on the women, what they're comfortable with. And basically, I mean, I guess you'd have to be really secure, right? Because I heard that most people that swing have these really awesome relationships because they have a deeper connection with one another. I don't know how I would feel about that. I think that if you, and this is just, again, my personal opinion, this is not the belief of Miami Mike Radio. If it's mine, I'm not sharing. I don't give a, you know, I'm not sharing. So to me, I don't understand how someone can get off on watching someone else. Like, in other words, like if a guy is fucking someone's wife, I just don't understand how that's okay with them. Or, you know, if a woman, I don't know. I don't get that. But if you think about it, if you've been married for 30 years and you're kind of bored, then I guess that it could add some spice to things. I don't know. Anybody out there a swinger? Does anybody want to help me, help me out with this? Because I think, I mean, I'm just talking about some taboo things. So swinging is definitely, you know, taboo, although I think it's become a little more prominent now. But I don't know. I mean, I am a very, I'm not controlling, but I'm definitely like, what's mine is mine. So I don't think I would do that well at all if I cared about the person. If they were just like a boy toy and we just had really great sex together and then I was going to have sex with other people, that might be different. But most people that are swingers, they are in committed monogamous relationships, except that they're fucking everybody else. So I don't know how anybody else feels about that. Let's see. Where am I? Okay. Meet, yeah. Okay, where am I? Meet and greet. okay, let's see. All right, everybody's clowning around on here. So I'm just trying to find out if there's anybody that commented on it. But no one has commented on that. All right, so moving along. The other thing that making you think of... You're making me think about the scene in American Gigolo when the guy is watching Richard Gere with his wife. Okay, let's see. I dated a guy when I was in college that was 10 years older than me, and he took me to a few of those sex clubs. It works exactly like you described, but we didn't have sex with other people. Yeah, so, you know, I heard that as well. Like, you don't have to, it depends on which sex clubs you go to and what's actually happening. But yeah, they're not all like orgies, which is what everybody thinks that, you know, they are. So another question or thing that was brought up was, how about sex on your period? I mean, we're all about taboo today, right? So sex on your period. I don't know. That's not something that I have really done personally. Most guys get completely grossed out by that. And I guess if you're going to have sex on your period, you got to be like in the shower. I don't know. But that was something that was brought up to me. I think. Listen, there's probably a fetish, right? There's got to be people that have a fetish. Unless at that point, which is another thing that was brought up to me, anal sex. I guess if you're on your period and you have anal sex, then that's not so bad because you make sure that the other thing don't happen. I don't really know. Again, this is Real Talk with Karen Stacey, Dr. Karen on the mic. I don't know about that, but you are listening to MiamiMikeRadio.com. And, we started this talk because, I felt the need to do like a Dr. Ruth, a Dr. Karen, because There are a lot of people that don't want to talk about a lot of things that have to do with sex. And I figured, fuck it. I'm always saying shit I shouldn't say anyway. So let's just keep it real and, you know, start talking. So that's what we're doing. And I think, you know, we were talking about, you know, sex, with your period. You know, if a woman, and I'm, again, getting a little graphic, but if a woman is having a period and has a tampon in and you're fooling around and you want to take care of your man and he can make you come, that's perfect. But as far as the mess and stuff, I don't know, you know, too many people that would want to do that. But you never know. So where else am I here? All right. So here's a good question. And I don't know who would really answer this question, but I think a lot of men think that women find sex boring. A lot of women that are not sexually charged, you know, do they feel that it's a chore? And as someone that was married and had a young child, I'm not going to lie, there I was extremely attracted to my husband. We had great sex. But yeah, there were certain times that it was kind of a chore because, like I said, I was up all night long, you know, taking care of my kid. And I was tired and I wasn't into it. But, and your job is to please your man, right? So, you know, there's always going to be a point, I think, in any relationship where you might not want it as much as they do. But like we talked about earlier, that, you know, on Father's Day, that a guy should be able to get a blowjob and not hear, you know, shit over it. You know, we all got to take care of our man, our woman. Just like on Mother's Day, that we should be coming all over your face and we don't want to hear nothing about it. You know, it's all got to be reciprocal. But I do think that a lot of women, there are a lot of women that find sex boring. And why do they find sex boring? Because they're not coming. So, of course you're going to find it boring. I mean, hello. So, again, if your woman finds sex boring, you are not a good enough lover. And you're not bringing out the freak in her. So, that's your fault. And ladies, as I said, watch pornos. Play with yourself, figure it out, and if your man ain't doing it for you, keep it moving, because that's what it's all about. So that's what I'm going to say. Or a guy who thinks sex is like a porn. Yeah, well, again, I was trying to say that, you know, I think that, again, if you want to learn how to cook, you watch the cooking channel, right? And if you, when I wanted to learn how to make the turkey for Thanksgiving, I watched how to make the turkey for Thanksgiving. If I want to learn how to blow somebody correctly, then you're going to watch a porno and learn how to do it. So, you know, there's enough tools out there for us at this point that nobody should be having bad sex. And I'm going to say it again, ladies, if you are faking orgasm, stop it. Because if you've never come before, you need to experience that. Because I promise you, if you do, you will never feel like you're having a chore again if you're with the right lover. Yes, Dr. Ruth, Dr. Karen. Yes, I see your comments. So that's just, you know, my feeling on that. And again, I'm going to, and then my other thing is that how does marriage and children impact your sex life? It impacts it a lot. I mean, let's call a spade a spade, especially if you've been married a long time. Listen, you may love filet mignon, but guess what? Sometimes when you go out, you might want to order chicken. So, you know, listen, don't get me wrong. I had an amazing marriage. I am sorry my husband is no longer with me. I would still be married right now and we would still be doing what we were doing and probably living a more fulfilling life at this point because my child is not so young. As I said earlier in the show, you know, children definitely add a different dynamic to a marriage. And then if you finally do get to have sex with somebody or with your husband or your wife, then when the kids get a little bit older, now you got to worry about them walking in on you, which might add a little bit of excitement to it, right? Because, you know, there's nothing, you know, like better than thinking you might get caught, but you don't want to get caught by your kids. So, you know, I think that, you know, when you're first with somebody and you don't have the same type of responsibility, right? Whether it be raising a child, running a household, building a life. Now, if you meet somebody older in life, you can just have great sex with them because you're not worried about all that other shit, right? But when you're younger and you're building a life and you're having children and all of these things, it gets a little difficult. And let's call us, like I said, when my husband used to text me that, you know, he had a nasty dream about me and I was like, you know, that's great. I just cleaned the shitty diaper. You know, it's fucked up, but that's truth and that's life and it's real talk and I'm calling it like it was, you know, but it is what it is. That's another thing. See, again, I'm not going to have, we got to go through this again, but we will go through it again and we got to do a sex part two, right? So that's another question. Do you ever have sex in different places? Like the car, the hallway, hallway anywhere. I mean, you know, the elevator, you know, do you spice it up a little bit? You know, and like I was just saying, if your kid walked in on you, like if you're going to get caught, like, is that a turn on? Is it a turn on to have sex someplace that you're not supposed to? Like, you know, how hot is it? You see things on TV and they're at the office and they push everything off the desk and they throw each other down on the desk. I mean, that's awesome, you know, or like, you know, maybe they're at work and you go, you know, the woman goes, you know, under the table and takes care of them while they're doing something, you know, or how many times are you on the phone? Like, I can remember being on the phone with, like, I don't know, my mother or somebody, and my husband was like playing with me while I was on the phone with her, and I'm like, I'm gonna fucking kill you. And he just laugh and keep doing it. So, you know, you gotta have fun. You know, people forgot how to have fun. You gotta have fun. All right, let me see. You guys are going in on, let's see, where are we at here? Cunnilingus classes. Oh, thank you for the love. I appreciate that. Hey, listen, it's not easy, you know, to talk about all these things, but I think it's important to. Face down, ass up. That's always the best. There's that song, face down, ass up. That's the way we like to fuck. You got to play that, Anthony. Yeah, staircase, DJ booth. Yeah, I guess so. I don't think I've ever done that in a DJ booth. I'm trying to think. I don't think so. DJ booth. Blowjobs is the best. There you go. See that? Now, I am not, I didn't do that. I'm just reading what somebody else wrote. That's some funny shit. So, yeah. So, let's just review. Always keep the lines of communication open, right? So, again, don't be so afraid to talk about things. Is it uncomfortable? Yeah. You know what? Have a drink. Do something that makes you feel more comfortable. But you always have to keep the line of communication open. And, you know, you should want it all. And like I said, if your woman doesn't like to blow you and that's what you like, then either make it work and teach her how. Maybe she was just brought up that she shouldn't like it. So if you teach her to like it and give her positive reinforcement, then you may get a response that you never imagined. And same thing goes for the men. You know, if a guy isn't giving you what you want, then you need to try to work with him a little bit to get what you want. Because if you don't communicate, you're never going to get anywhere. And again, I say it again because this is what fueled me for this show. Stop faking orgasms. If you don't know how to come, learn. Teach yourself, watch pornos, or get a lover that gives a fuck. Because if he don't care that you came in, I'm sorry, public service announcement. The woman always needs to come first. Public service announcement. All men, in case you're not aware of this, the woman needs to come first. And she should come 16 times, preferably, before you do. Unless you come and you're ready to go a few minutes later. All right? So that is public service announcement number one. Always make the woman come first. And if she's not coming, then do something different and find out why she isn't. And if she's faking it, then you need to check yourself before you wreck her, okay? So women, stop faking your orgasms. If you don't know how to do it, play with yourself, watch porns, YouTube it. There's got to be a how to come 101 in three easy steps somewhere on the internet, all right? So that's very important. Communicate, communicate, communicate. Don't be a selfish lover. You know, make sure that if you cater to whoever it is that you're with and make them happy. And if they like boobs, then make sure that your boobs are always popping and they're always happy. And if your woman likes a tight shirt and a flat stomach, then keep your fucking stomach flat and wear that shirt because it goes both ways. I think I recapped most of the things that we were talking about. But honestly, it's just about and then we were talking about phone sex and we were talking about dirty talk. You know, there are a lot of aspects and always the mind fuck. You have to get between, for women, you got to get between their ears before you get between their legs. And women, to get to their pants, you got to give them the visualization that they need. So talk and show. Just do it respectfully so that nobody's putting your shit out there on social media. So that's my Dr. Karen for the day. I am officially at 2 hours right now, which means that I am going to have to stop this. But to my understanding, I have a repeat offender coming next week. Because Mr. Anthony Mangini, my 19th favorite DJ, is going to be in town, I think, as of Thursday. There's a lot going on, which I will post on my page. I can't remember everything, but I know there's a lot of shows going on. Or not shows, but I guess we can call it a show. There's a lot going on with them this weekend with DJ Surge and a lot of the freestyle groups and stuff. So we got a lot going on. And I know that, I think Thursday is Giganti. I forgot what Friday is. Saturday, they're at the Villa Barone, up north. And then Sunday is the Bandero, what's that called? A brunch at 808. And I don't recall what was on Friday, so I apologize that I'm not getting that. But anyway, next week we have Mr. Anthony Mangini. So I don't know. Knowing Anthony, he might want to finish this up. So we may end up doing that. Oh, it's Duos on Friday. Thank you. Duos in Yonkers, in the YO, baby. So Thursday, Giganti. Friday, Duos. Saturday, Villa Barone. Sunday, 808. So if you guys don't know what to do this weekend, you do now. So, again, I want to thank you guys. And, I know I was a little graphic today. And, my whole point to this show is just bringing awareness. And I think these are things that we do need to talk about. As I say, I always address the pink elephant in the room. And the pink elephant in this room is, why the hell is anyone that's 30, 40, 50, 60 years old not having orgasms? So we needed to make the pink carrot coordinate with the pink elephant that was in the room. So ladies, come. So that's that. And, you know, just communicate and keep the lines of communication open always. That's always my advice to you. So we got a lot of fun stuff. I got some cool shows coming up. Anybody has any interesting topics they want to talk about, please always feel free to message me. I never throw anybody under the bus. And I don't know what the central, you should have one of the Central Park Five on. I'm not sure what that is, but sounds good. I am always open to anybody coming on the show. I just like people to know that, you know, what my style is and that, you know, I am real and not everybody, I'm not for everybody, and that's okay. But I want to thank you guys for staying with me for the past 2 hours. Thank you for tuning in on here. As I said, some haters out there, I guess, reported me on Facebook. I'm officially like a Facebook something felon, I guess, because I shared my post on a group and I guess they blocked me. Oh, well, sorry. So thank you guys for tuning in over here. Again, this is Real Talk with Karen Stacy live on MiamiMikeRadio.com. You got Dr. Karen in the house. So Mondays on Miami Mike Radio, we have DJ Luke at 1, and then we have Paulie, a.k.a. the Portuguese Prince, at 6, and the first Monday of every month, we have Mind Candy Mondays with Rob Mush. Tuesdays, we have Steve, DJ Simply Nice, at 1 o'clock, and then, of course, Real Talk with Karen Stacy at 8 p.m. Wednesdays, we have the Loyal Listener Show with Hamilton Czar and May May, and that's at 8 o'clock. And then Thursdays, we have Michael Anthony at 4, and then Frankie Mags at 8. Fridays, we have DJ Simply Nice at 8, and then we have Friday Night Sessions at 10. Saturdays, we have the Gazi Show at 8 p.m., and Saturdays, we have Saturday Night Dance Party with Anthony Mangini, my 19th favorite DJ, at 10 o'clock. And then Sundays, we have Anthony Grimaldi. So we got a lot of cool stuff going on MiamiMikeRadio.com. Also want to thank DISA, the Digital Internet Streaming Alliance, that Real Talk is on as well. It's pretty cool. We are connected with all of these internet radio stations, so that's pretty exciting and awesome. So thank you guys again for tuning in and staying with me. And, you know, without you, I'd be talking to myself. So I love you all. And thank you so much. I will see you next week.